producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that would just be the world's coolest idea, 855-99-37569. We talked about in the day in history, nearly 300 years ago, the first ballet that was performed in England was called dun, 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 Lives of Mars and Venus. Actually, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I didn't censor myself before I started. I saw a strange play called Delirium's Daughter that was set in the 1700s. It was a little twee for my taste. The idea being that there are three daughters and four suitors, and the father has to decide who gets whom. And the issue is that one of the and so I guess that's kind of vaguely modern as well, but the suitors are called things like braggadocio. That isn't completely correct. So, I mean, it's sort of one of those over the top. Depends how you feel about the 18th century, I guess. 1700s kind of restoration comedy. Not my fave. But I was interested in that nearly 300 years ago, somebody put on a piece of artwork, ballet, called Loves of Mars and Venus, which is obviously the title, or very close to the title, of a very popular book that was written about, 15 or 20 years ago? So, dun, dun, dun. All right, so this is, I saw a play last night that's by Beth Hanley. And it's about, basically, among other things, mail order brides. All right, so here was this was an actual newspaper clipping. All right. See if this doesn't resonate with you. Fair and gentle reader, can we be useful to you? Are you a stranger desiring a helpmate or searching for agreeable company that may in the end ripen into closer ties? If so, send us a few lines making known your desires. Are you bashful and dread publicity? Be not afraid. You need not disclose to us your identity. Send along your correspondence accompanied by 5 cents for every 7 words, and we will publish it under an alias and bring about correspondence in the most delicate fashion. To cultivate the noble aims of life and help men and women into a state of bliss is our aim. Signed, Matrimonial News. This is a true newspaper article that was published in, I think, 18-something. I'm trying to remember exactly where it's set. Hang on. It's the same time the play was sent. 1860s. So this was just after the Civil War. Doesn't that sound exactly like Match.com or eHarmony, right?
Yeah.
Send us some money, and you write your profile, and you can use an alias, and we'll bring you together to a state of bliss. I mean, when I read this, I thought, ye gods, how little things have changed in, 150 years? 155 years. Don't you think that's amazing? I mean, All right, here's another one that was written about the same time. This was in 1871. Notice, due to the influx of Eastern mail-order brides into our community and the hasty marriages that follow, several complaints have been lodged by no longer happy grooms. Therefore, let it be known that any marriage into which a man is seduced by the use of false hair, cosmetic paints, artificial bosoms, bolstered hips, or padded limbs, without the man's knowledge, shall stand null and void if he so desires. Judge John K. Arbuckle, April 3rd, 1871. Do not be deceived. Now, for me, this was TSA airport security. We are going to X-ray you and find out what's true and what's false. I mean, don't you think that's amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, how little things have changed. Yeah, well, the story was really, I guess Beth Henley wrote it in the 70s, and this is a revival of it. Apparently, it's performed a lot in other parts of the country. This was a revival of it. And the story is of two basically mail-order brides, and one of them finds out that her husband has died, that her proposed husband has died in an accident, and her brother takes over the responsibilities, and he's a thug. He's attractive, but he has a black heart, right? You know, a coal where his heart should be. And the other is a perfectly nice guy who's not the least bit attractive, and this bride really was hoping that he wouldn't be ugly, and he, not only is he ugly, but he has been hurt in an accident, so he only has one eye and a scar, and for their first Christmas together, he gives her a glass eye for himself, so he'll be more attractive to her, and a Christmas card from what he assumes is her favorite cow, which is not actually her favorite cow. So you can tell that as relationships between men and women evolved, they don't, right? Nothing has really changed very much, but I just thought reading that ad was just weird of how much it sounds like an eHarmony or Match.com or anybody else, you know, our time. It's amazing, don't you think?
I can't even, like, put it into words.
I mean, it was nearly eerie when I read it, and I thought, oh my gosh. Even before I reviewed the play, I sort of ripped it out because I thought I need to talk about this on the air tomorrow because it resonated so much for exactly the same reasons of people feeling lonely, because to a certain extent, what they were talking about is the fact that a lot of men, not so many women, but a lot of men went west as a way of, especially people who couldn't make it on the East Coast, that they either were the second son, so they didn't inherit the business, or they'd lost businesses, or whatever. Maybe they'd to hard times had been following them. By and large, there were people who had not done very well in life, because obviously you've done fairly well, you stay where you are. If they're offering untold wealth and riches, homesteading and gold mines, and there were all sorts of scams that went on then, as you can imagine. So people who were probably a bit marginalized to begin with were a huge part of the westward expansion. And because they were not very successful, they by and large did not have families or left families behind. So you get a whole bunch of men who are trying very hard to make it in an unforgiving world to a very large extent. You had harsh conditions, the Donner Pass, remember? You had Native Americans who legitimately felt like these people were taking over their land. They were. So you had unfavorable conditions, you had lawlessness, you had certainly survival of the fittest and probably meanest and nastiest, and by and large, men. So all of a sudden that they get a little bit of green in their genes, that they either find gold, which was actually a little bit later than this, a little bit farther west, or they homesteaded, so they tried to farm, which is not a very forgiving profession, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And so when men got to feel that they either were established enough to support a wife, or they were just lonely enough and wanted another pair of hands, because a lot of these women worked very, very hard. They were essentially unpaid field labor. And the Hilary Swank, Tommy Lee Jones movie, The Houseman, takes on the same issue. And where Hilary Swank is one of those women, one of the unusual women who's made it on her own. But her job that she takes over is to take three women who've essentially could have been these two women in this play, to take them back to St. Louis and civilization, because they've literally lost their mind. And you can see why. That these guys, you married a perfect stranger. He had all the control. You did whatever he wants. And and you were really dedicated to it, because the women who came were essentially the same, that they were felt that they were not very attractive, or that they wanted adventure, or that they couldn't find anybody to marry them. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Give me a holler, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America. America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Good time to call me, 855-99-37569. For those of you who are curious, Manny was exactly right, which is also my prediction, that Focus was the number one movie over the weekend, but it only made $19 million, and the estimates were somewhere between 21 and 23. So nobody knows exactly why. Did you know that there was this huge outcry on the internet about the fact that it was a biracial romance?
Really?
Yeah, can you believe it?
We're still getting about that stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I read one of the comments. I mean, the internet, I saw Avenue Q a bunch of years ago, which actually won the Tony, which is basically an obscene puppet show. It's wonderful. And they said the internet is for porn. But I think the internet is more for hate.
Yeah.
Somehow, when people are anonymous, all these hateful things come out. I don't know that anybody would stand up in front of one another, eyeball to eyeball, and say, Focus is trying to jam interracial romance down our throats. And that's, and except those were not the words that were used. I mean, they were much harsher than that. I mean, first of all, who cares? I mean, who cares,
well,
number one?
And if you're going to say that kind of stuff, attach your name to it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what always trips me out is, you know.
Or they'll say, like, clever in Cleveland or something like that.
Right.
Don't send me an email if you're from Cleveland saying I'm bad-mouthing you. I'm not. It was the first thing that came to mind. Desperate in Des Moines. I mean, it's just... And then they're saying that people are saying, see, that America doesn't want biracial romances. And the movie companies are saying that, somebody else is saying, see, Will Smith has lost it. Nobody's interested in him anymore. And then what the movie companies are saying is it's celebrities opening movies anymore doesn't work. You need to have good movies. It doesn't actually make any difference who's in them. I mean, look at 50 Shades, which the weekend before made, almost 90 million or something like that? And it's their biggest R-rated movie ever. I think it's from Universal. And that has people that nobody'd heard of before. Now, granted, it had somewhat of a built-in audience because of the popularity of the book. But, I mean, the difference between $20 million with Will Smith and $100 million with people that nobody had ever heard of before is a huge discrepancy. And what they're saying is that the celebrity guaranteed to open a movie, it just doesn't exist anymore. Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, who knew who Chris Pratt was?
Right, yeah.
And a talking tree. So the people are much less, you know, that may be what reality TV is. The only good thing that reality TV has ever done for us is that, sort of said, you don't need necessarily big name stars to, or even good writing. I don't know what the moral is here. It doesn't. All right. Let's do an email.
All right. Let's go to an email from Lori. Lori says, Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm 41 and live in Ontario, Canada. I'm a mother of an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old. I'm married. I've stopped going out since my daughter was born. She had some issues when she was a baby, and I got tired of people asking me about it. I was stressed out enough without people constantly talking about it. I took 2 years off of work. My daughter is now 4 and just fine. I went back to work part-time 2 years ago. The problem is, I never go anywhere or do anything without my husband. I don't have any friends left because I shunned them after my daughter was born. I would really love to go out sometimes, but I've lost any social skills I once had. I feel really stressed, and the thought of going out... but I want to get my life back. How do I start? My husband doesn't care if I go out. I can't call you because I'm at work. If you let me know when you talk about my topic, I can listen to the podcast. Thank you.
All right, we can send an email. What was her first name?
Lori.
All right. Lori, look, let's use what kept you from having a social life as a transition to having a social life, which is your daughter. So it may be that you join a mother's group. It may mean that you join the PTA because your 8-year-old what is obviously in school, or hopefully in school, so you can join the PTA. Maybe there's a mommy and me class at the Y that you could do on a time when you're whether it's the weekend. You said you're part-time working, but presumably that gives you a little bit of flexibility. You could go on Craigslist and put up, be a little cautious, but to say, mom who's looking to get together for example, a great discussions group, if that's what you'd like, where you all read the same classics together, or you could take an adult education class at some point. So you're not, what we need to do is transition you from just with your husband to having a one-on-one relationship with, say, a woman friend, into a situation where you're going to be able to, as you say, reassert. I don't think you've lost your social skills. They've just gotten a little rusty. And reminding yourself that the best way to be social in not a huge group situation, because I think that's going to freak you out more than help you, but maybe, as I said, a mother's group, PTA, join the moms in one of your kids, if your daughter is in preschool, or your 8-year-old is second or third grade. Take an adult education course in something that you genuinely like or you're interested in, and ask questions and talk with people there. And don't worry about the age difference, because education more and more goes across the spectrum in terms of age. That there's some certainly very young people there, but there are middle-aged people and older people. You may want to do, I think it's called meetup.com, which gets people together. It's not a dating site. It's just for people who have, for example, photography interests, or want to plant a tree in the park, or want to go skiing. And they meet in any particular city various times. So find some transition from just you being with your husband to feeling like you're all by yourself, so that you have some sense that I can use either my kids or my interests, or doing some volunteer activity. It's a great way to meet people. Feeding the homeless, and I'm not suggesting that the homeless are necessarily going to become your friends, although there's nothing bad about that, but the people who are there, feeding the homeless, I'm trying to think where else you can meet people. It's not a terrible idea. This actually happened to me, where the first time, one of the few things that I've always been comfortable about doing, although it took me a little while, but it was, so that's sort of a contradiction in terms, isn't it, to say always. Movies, because I am so abhor people talking to one another at the movies, that I'm willing to go to a movie sometimes by myself. And I can remember at one point when I was going to the movies by myself, and this woman said, do you want to share my popcorn? And I thought, sure. And she was a perfectly nice person, and she just sort of felt she didn't want, even though we didn't talk obviously during the movie, that she really wanted to be at the movies with somebody. And we actually stuck up a friendship. So figure out some transitions, either using your kids because that's where you're comfortable, volunteer activities, your church or synagogue may be a great way to do it. Think about putting something on Craigslist, take an adult education class, but just make yourself do it. And you may want to do more than one, because it'll give you some choice. Carol, we're going to start off the next hour with you, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Carol, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been trying to call you for a while now.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. And I want to say that I have given 4 gallons of blood.
Wow. Well, that's a lot. A pint at a time.
Yeah. There was a program where I worked. where every 2 months, and I also was borderline anemic, so I would actually eat liver the night before I gave blood.
Wow.
With orange juice, because if you have orange juice, the vitamin C absorbs the, you know, iron or whatever you need to give blood. So, yeah. It works.
Well, it probably releases. Well, one or the other. We're saying the same thing. Why were you so dedicated to the notion of giving blood?
It's just the right thing to do. I'm also an organ donor.
Yeah, I'm an organ donor too, but I don't think they can take those till after I'm gone. As far as I know, every once in a while I had this fantasy that when I was in medical school that they'd say, "All right, we're one cadaver short, Brown, up on the table," but they didn't. So, good for you, Carol. All right, what else can I help you with?
Hi. Well, I have three children. The youngest is 17 and a half. He's my only boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he has decided he is not going to go to school anymore.
He's in high school?
He is. He actually stayed back in second grade, so he should be a senior right now, but he's a junior.
Okay, he'd have another year of high school.
Finish this one and then another one.
So a year and a half. Okay.
Yes.
Is there any? I mean, it sounds like he's never really been a very good student. Is there any particular reason? Why did you hold him back if he was a good student?
Oh well, he has an IEP. He's ADD.
Okay.
And we didn't figure that out till he was about in second grade. And then I didn't want to put him on meds, but we did. And then he just did much, much better. And he has been an AB student.
Okay, right, so how come he did, so when did he decide, it sounds like pretty recently, why did he decide he wanted to drop out of school?
I really don't know, but it was totally like about the end of last year, and his grades were dropping, and he did bring them back up.
When you say end of last year, are we talking about 2014 or the end of the school year?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
So this is
around Christmas time.
Got it. Okay. Is he in school now?
No.
Okay. No, so at Christmas time, he decided. Do you know what his grades were about Christmas time?
Yeah, A's, B's, and a C.
Okay. Is there a girl involved?
No.
Is he made fun of at school?
I really don't know. And I kind of wonder if something might have happened to him at school, because
he just
refuses to go.
All right. Well, it's hard to solve the problem until we know what it is. When you look at your son, if you're going to make fun of him, what would you make fun of? Just between thee and me. What do you think other kids see when they look at your son?
He's very petite.
Okay. Is there any implication? Do you think other people would look at him and think he might be gay?
Probably.
Okay. Probably the place to start. Have you talked with anybody at the school to see if they know what's going on?
Well, actually, we decided that we should all together, Dad, me, and my son, we have a daughter who lives in a whole different part of the country, and she's older. She's almost 30, and decided she would take him in. And so we made arrangements, and my husband flew out with my son to enroll him in a whole different school system. And my son was agreeable to that,
mm-hmm.
and then didn't do it. And they flew back.
And no explanation about why he changed his mind?
I think he didn't realize what he was getting into, and just couldn't deal with the big change or anything. But he's not even talking to me right now. He's not talking to my husband. He's just shut down, and I don't know what to do.
Do we think he's depressed?
Yes.
Does he leave his room?
Yes.
Does he have friends?
One.
Has he been seeing his friend since Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
So we say he does late. So what does he do during the day when his friend's in school?
His friend isn't in school.
Aha. Where? How old is his friend?
Just a tad older than he is.
So his friend's already graduated high school?
No, dropped out.
Do we know why his friends dropped out?
I don't know specifically. I just know he didn't complete high school.
When's the last? Do you know what the last time his friend was in school?
Oh golly, maybe 2 years ago. That's just a guess.
Does the friend come over to the house to visit your son?
All the time.
All right. Let's go down the possibilities, all right? Let's just you and I go down the possibilities, and we're probably going to need next segment as well. One is to be tough. I don't think it's going to work, which is to say, one is to be really tough and say, look, if you're not in school, you have to get a job, and you can only live here temporarily. But I don't think that's going to work. Well, I don't think it's going to work. And if we know it's not going to work, it's one thing to kind of get your courage up to be mean to your kid, but with the possibility that it may actually snap them out of it. But if we know it's not going to, all we've done is alienate the kid. All we've done is add to the sense that nobody understands me, nobody likes me. And that may be worth a risk if we think it'll snap the kid out, but it's not going to. So
actually,
let's not even bother that.
Pardon? Dr. Joy, I think I've done that.
Well, that's all right.
He's alienated.
Well, that's all right. We can back out of that. That's okay, because you haven't thrown him out. Okay, so
no.
I hear. But I'm going through this as much, so it's kind of like learning to play a new card game, and we're playing with our hand open so we can see what's going on. Because a lot of people would say, oh, tough love. You know, okay, if you're not going to be in school, you've got to get a job, get on with your life. It's not going to work. So we're not going to do that. And we'll figure out how to back you out of that in a minute, all right? Second possibility, sure. I'm not going to leave you hanging. All right, second possibility is to deal with he and his friend together. And that may be, in the both the long and the short run, the most effective, to sit them down together and say, guys, look, clearly something's not working for you in high school. And I think the two of you the strength of the two of you is that you do support each other. The difficulty of the two of you is you're both heading down a path that in this country, or any country, is going to leave you second-class citizens. Because I don't think you can join the military, which probably neither of them are the least bit interested in, without a high school diploma. You can't go on to... There are just so many limitations. So what we need to do is one of two things. Either figure out a situation that will allow both of you to finish high school, and all you have to do, as far as I'm concerned, is get the high school diploma, and then you can hitchhike across Siam if you want to. I know Siam doesn't exist anymore, but nevertheless. You do whatever you want. Just get the damn high school diploma, and I will bribe, and I will get with your parents, a friend of mine, that we'll call him Frank now. Frank, I will help your parents get on board in this, and we will bribe you outrageously to just finish high school. And you, all right? And you may look for alternative schools in your area. You may look for summer school programs. Pardon?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm looking for alternative schooling, but I never thought to offer it to the two of them together.
Yeah, which is going to be much more effective, because part of it is, as I said, they're synergistic with one another, because they're both saying, well, gee, dude, I did this. You know, why are you doing this? My guess is that somebody bullied your son on the basis of homosexuality, and that either he feels he is gay and he just doesn't want to deal with it right now. I mean, hell, he's 17 years old. Who wants to deal with any of our sexuality at 17? Or he's just so ashamed, or he's bedeviled by it. But the two of them together, let's use that strength that's working in a negative way at this moment to see if we can't motivate them positively. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and figure out the other alternatives and how we get you out of your tough love situation that didn't really work very well. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Carol, who has three kids. The youngest is 17 and a half, who, for reasons that are not very clear at this moment to Carol, but we suspect may have to do with some bullying around sexual issues, has decided to drop out of school a year and a half before he completes his high school education. He is spending a lot of time with his friend, who has also dropped out. And I'm suggesting that the threatening is not going to work. That whatever, Carol, whatever threat you pose to your son is he believes that you love him and will protect him, as opposed to whatever's going on at school, which he feels is humiliating and much scarier and much worse. So that's why that's not going to work. So one possibility we talked about is talking with the two of them together and getting, I would get the two of them together first and then say to Frank, who is now, he's the designated name of your son's friend, and say, look, you tell me what you're going to need, and Frank, I'll negotiate with your parents to get the same thing, to get you guys to go to an alternative school. To a listener called in over the break, whose name is Jennifer, and said there's something called K12.com, which apparently is finishing up your high school diploma online. And the good news, and I might even be able to help them. I actually have a program where I got kids their high school diploma. And the good news, it sounds like, about both your son and Frank is that drugs weren't involved. But the problem about the system of getting high school kids to get high school diplomas is no matter what they say, what grade they say they finished, if they were on drugs, there's no retention. So it just becomes much more problematical. But it's something that I might be able to do for them as well.
Oh my gosh.
But before we do that, listen. One of my concerns is I want your son and Frank, who may have the same issue, may have separate issues. The problem is, all right, I still think dealing with the two of them together and getting them into an alternative school with other people is a better solution than getting them online for two reasons. First of all, I think the degree is going to be more useful to them, but an online degree is better than no degree at all. And one of the things that my program does is it either lets you do it online, which is not my favorite, or do it through a school system, or you could do it through home study. But the point being that it doesn't in any way the demon that your son is feeling, and that's why
Exactly. Taking
him to his sister didn't work, as he feels it's going to happen again. So what I just think, and you can say to him, look, we could talk about online. Joy has a program that we can talk with her about. You can go to K12.com. But the problem is that you're still going to feel haunted by whatever's making you unhappy about, and so unhappy that you're really thinking about putting yourself in the second class citizen situation by not having a high school diploma, which means college is going to be problematical, trade schools are going to be problematical, getting a good job is going to be problematical. Get the damn diploma, and let's figure out how to do that. But I want you to face down these demons, and either you can tell me what it's about, if you want, we can get you a therapist. You can call Joy, whatever you want. But I don't want you to go through life being demon, being burdened by this.
I really, I did try to get him psychological help. I've offered that to him. And, of course, I think he just doesn't realize that's what he needs. And
well, again, try sending both of them to the same therapist. See, at this moment, I think the most powerful thing you've got is their connection to each other. And I don't care if it's sexual or not sexual, and neither should you at this moment.
I don't care. I just want
Exactly. What we want to do is stabilize both of them. And I think the best way to a certain extent, you have no responsibilities to Frank other than the responsibility every adult has to every kid who's floundering. But your primary responsibility is to your son. However, the best handle I think you have is their relationship, that they're in this together. So let's get the solution for them together, because then you've done a super good deal. First of all, I think it's much more feasible. They're much more likely to do it together. And even if they have to be in the same grade or however we're going to manage that, then you can be their advocate for it, and you can get his parents involved or not. I mean, however it's going to work. But let the two of them do this together, which gives them the strength of the friendship.
Amazing.
Number two, that you're willing to bribe them. Number three, that neither of them feel quite so alone. And so not only is it presumably more effective for your son, but you're also doing the good deed of helping Frank out. And karma's a boomerang. So, but I'm the primary reason to do it is not for Frank's sake, even though, yeah, we want to help Frank. It seems to me the most feasible and the most likely to help your son as well. So let's use the strength of that friendship and see where we can get.
That's amazing. See, that's nothing I thought about. I thought, get them apart so I can helping.
No, I don't think so. Because
I love what you're saying.
Okay, I think they're each other's lifeline right now. So trying to take them apart will just make them panicky and depressed. All right, now let's take just a moment. What have I got here? Like two minutes, Manny?
A little more than 2 minutes.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what, Carol, if we can't finish this or you have questions, I'll hold you over and we'll start you next hour. But let me do about how we get out of the little, the little hole that you've dug, which I'd go to him. And one of the things that our kids never expect to hear from us is, I blew it. And I think that's what I would say. I would say, I love you so much. I am so panicky. I feel your pain so acutely that I did what was a knee-jerk response without really thinking it through, which is thinking, okay, tough love. I've heard that works. I'll try anything at this moment. I love you so much. The love part is obvious. I'm not great at tough, but I'm going to try it. And I think it was the wrong approach. I think that I need to treat you with more respect than that. I need to honor your friendship with Frank. So let me apologize for that. It was not intended to be malicious or confrontational. I just didn't know what else to do. But I've since, you could say, talk to Joy, or we thought it, do whatever you want. I mean, you don't have to. I have no problem about you taking complete credit for anything. And saying, look, I have another approach. Can I get the two of you together and talk with the two of you together? And let me tell you what my approach is.
I like that. Is it okay if the friend stays over because he lives many miles away?
Sure, as far as I'm concerned, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fine. The point is that you really have only three alternatives. One is to ignore the friendship, which is not going to be possible. The second is to split them up, which I also think is not possible, and it's not very moral at this moment, and I understand the logic behind it, it just won't work. And plus, they're each other's lifeline right now. And number three is to use it. And that's what we're going to do.
That's good. That's good. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Oh my gosh, nothing I would have thought of, and I am totally going to use it. And thank you so much.
All right. Well, if any of the three of you or all three of you, feel free to call. All right, if you need some more help.
Well, I'm glad you were so not busy today and I could reach you.
Well, it was not even not busy. See, Manny, I told you we were having huge internet problems, and I thought, damn it, I'm not going to let an internet provider decide whether I'm not on the air. So I'm actually at my old stomping ground. So, see, Carol, that somehow you had a guardian angel who shoved me over to WNYM today. Thanks, kiddo.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID
ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.